It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, he's been winning over diverse fans with his powerful singing voice for years. He was born and raised just outside Chicago, not far from where I'm sitting right now in Naperville, Wheaton, Illinois. Michael Lynch has blended diverse influences to create his own distinct flavor of pop music. His musical journey has led him to solo in a gospel choir, to excite Miami and Chicago nightclub crowds, and even star on national TV. Yes, he did win us all over, you may recall, when he displayed for all the world to see his amazing and powerful voice on the national TV show, The Voice. He's multi-talented, and he's bilingual. I think that's really impressive. He taught himself Spanish. And again, a Wheaton native. Please welcome to the show, Michael Lynch. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, Dolly. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. Great. Thanks so much for being on the show. Wow. So are you back in the Chicagoland area now?
I am. I am back in the Chicago area. I have been back here after living in Miami, because I was down in Miami for a little while. After living in Miami, I moved back here and have been here now for almost 2 years. So I'm back in the area and staying busy with my music.
Does it feel good to be back in the Chicagoland area after a little bit of a whirlwind starting with, especially last fall, on The Voice?
It definitely feels good to be back here, because the funny thing about my musical journey and all that stuff is I didn't really, like, right now is the first kind of exposure I'm getting to the Chicago music scene right now. Because I was born and raised here, so my whole life I was always around this area, but I had never really performed publicly until, like, my last year of college is when I really started to kind of perform. So after that, after college, I kind of, took my path elsewhere, because I went to Miami after that, and I went to Mexico before that, then Miami. So now I'm back here in Chicago, and this is kind of the first, real exposure I'm getting to the Chicago scene now. So it's good to be, in my hometown doing this.
Yeah, I imagine after being on The Voice, you were quite busy and probably traveling all over the country performing. And you said that you started performing in college. Well, how old are you now?
I'm 27.
How many years out are you?
27.
Okay, so you started performing in college? So this is kind of something
you
picked up. What were you studying in college?
In college, I actually studied Spanish as a major in college, and then I had a music minor. So music's always been a part of me, like even since I was little. Like, I've always been singing, but I never really, my parents knew I had a musical talent, but it wasn't like they put me in all these classes and lessons and all that kind of stuff, kind of just let me do what I like to do. And when I was growing up, I was pretty much all about sports. So I was, playing every sport I could, and I never really, I never got into the musical performance side of things until I kind of decided to do that myself in college.
Did you ever take voice lessons? I mean, you said you had a music minor, but when you were growing up, did your parents ever give you a voice lesson? How did you know you had that voice?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, I always knew, just when you're little and you kind of know, like, looking back on things now, especially, you realize, like, the things that you were, some God-given talents and all that kind of stuff, and that's definitely something that I know was a God-given talent, because I never, I knew I had a musical talent back then, but I didn't ever have any training to where someone was teaching me what to do and telling me how to sing, telling me, how to play the piano. So that was definitely something that I learned I had, just from birth, because there's even videos of me singing when I was 2 years old. Like, I would sing the national anthem, and, I knew all the words to that. So I've always had that talent around, but I didn't really get into it myself until later on.
That is really amazing. Like you said, a God-given talent to not have had these, you see lots of kids and they start training from 3 years old and up and they have incredible voices, but to have that voice that you have, Michael, what a blessing, and to not have had that formal. Now, are you taking voice lessons now to make it even stronger, or just to get
I've taken some voice lessons here and there ever since since college. So, like, that's kind of the first. There was my music teacher in high school, I didn't get into. I guess I skipped one early year of when I got into it, because my senior year of high school was when I really started to do like the performance. So I should have clarified that one, but yeah. So my senior year at high school, and I went to St. Francis in Wheaton. That's like the first time I really, you know, got pushed to follow music and all that kind of stuff. So that's my high school teacher, my high school choir teacher, senior year, the one who really kind of gave me my first voice lesson. And then from there on out, I kind of like I took a couple of voice lessons in college, and in Miami I did the same thing. So I haven't like stuck with a voice teacher consistently for, you know, years and years. So I kind of have done things on my own and pick things up when I could. So,
I think that's kind of neat in a way, because, you know, you don't want to have a manufactured voice. You kind of need to have your own distinct style, you know? And boy, you sure do. Oh my gosh. Okay. Going from St. Francis in Wheaton to The Voice on national TV. All right. I got to ask you, what was that experience like for you when you first got out on that stage? And of course, you know, if you've ever watched The Voice, anybody listening, if you've ever watched The Voice, the judges, their backs are turned, so they're not looking at the performer. So their backs are turned, and then they have to hit a button and turn around, and that's kind of like their stamp of approval. So when you got up there and started singing, were you nervous?
To be honest with you, like the actual performance, I wasn't nervous. Like, I don't usually get nervous to perform. It's kind of like the leading up to a point that when you're like, all right, what's going to happen kind of thing. So with the TV show, there's so much filming that goes into it in preparation before you get up on the stage that, you know, they have you kind of, they film you before you go up on stage. They kind of film you and say, okay, we're going to give some, you know, some shots of you before you walk up on stage. And at that point, that's when you're like, it's almost like the producers are trying to make you nervous, just to get those kind of nerves and it's good shots and all that stuff for the camera. But the actual, once you get up on stage, like anybody that has auditioned for the show, or anybody that has, you know, performed in a kind of like a intense situation like that, it's definitely something that once you get up there, it's just, you just kind of go through the motions type of thing. So when I was up there, and I always tell the story about how literally I just like got up on stage, and then once you get up there, you don't remember anything when you get off the stage. Like, it's just, you get up there, you do your performance, you do everything, you go through it, and then you get off the stage and you have to ask people, like, what just happened? Because, you know, you don't remember it. It just goes so fast.
Right, right.
So,
but as you're singing, Michael, and the judges, you know, when they hadn't turned their backs right away, did that make you a little nervous? Were you up there singing and thinking at the same time, God, someone turn around, so hit a button and turn around?
Yeah, well, that's definitely something that, like, because my song, when I started off the song, I started it off like a cappella, sort of. Like, there wasn't much going on with the band. Like, they just kind of played a couple chords and I was singing over that. So when I started singing, Christina Aguilera, actually, she turned around pretty quick. So she turned around probably like 10 seconds into my song. And when she turned around, it was still at the point where the band hadn't come in yet. So she turned around, and I saw her chair, like, slowly started to come around, and my heart just, like, stopped.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hit that amazing note, and she knows notes. She knows how to reach those notes. And when she heard that, when I heard that, I would have slapped that button right away myself.
And it's funny, because that song, there was a lot of, they kind of let you, they know, you know what song you're going to be singing for a while. So I had a lot of time to kind of prepare and, you know what I want to do with the song. And the whole intro, the whole, like, a cappella part, that's something that I thought of just, like, a week or two before the performance. So I went, when I had time with the band to get together with them, I told them about how I wanted to start it off a cappella, and I kind of added a new intro. But that was specifically for Christina Aguilera, because I knew I needed to do something like that to them. You know, because the song, after that, the song kind of, there's not much you can do with the song to kind of show off or show your voice, you know what I mean? So I took the opportunity to kind of add a little special intro for Christina Aguilera, because I knew something like that would impress her if I could do it the right way.
Mm-hmm. And the song, everybody knows this song. It's an amazing song, but it is amazing and so hard to sing, but you just nailed it and won over everybody there and fans around the country. Valamos, am I saying it right? Do I have enough accent, the Spanish accent going?
That was good. Well, it's funny because that song, like the way you pronounce the word by itself when you say it is different than the way that he sings it, because like the word, it means like we dance, but you would pronounce it bailamos, like that's how you would say like an accent over the A, that first A, like the bailamos. So that's how you say the word, but when Enrique sings it, he says it like bailam, like, you know, bailamos.
Oh,
like,
really?
Kind of. That's a trick. That's like a musical, you know, a musical thing. Like, just pronunciation is different right there. It sounds better like that.
Well, you won Christina Aguilera right off the bat. But when she jumped up on stage, did you ever expect that, for her to grab a mic and start singing with you and dancing with you?
No, I did not expect that at all. At first, I really didn't know what was going on. Because after the point, like, you picked your coach, because there were two other ones that were there, too, that I was, you know, trying to decide who would be best for me. So we got to talk on the stage and, you know, just kind of ask questions. So then when I finally picked Christina, I walked over to her, you know, to give her a hug and just say thank you for turning around, picking me on your team and all that stuff. And she turned around and asked the producers for a mic when I was walking up. She, like, you know, I was walking towards her and she kind of turned around and yelled back for a microphone. So when she did that, like, that took me by, you know, complete surprise. I was not expecting that. So that was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced.
Absolutely. It was kind of neat for your fans to see that, for sure. It's so nice when an artist like Christina Aguilera can give of herself to someone like yourself, a rising star. How special was that? Hey, have you gotten a lot of fan mail? What's the fan mail been like now since you've been on The Voice?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, it was, being on national television is just such a great, you know, it's a great way to get exposure. Like, it's a tough industry these days to where, like, you know, there's good ways to get exposure, like with YouTube and all that kind of stuff. But when you get on national television, that's like a, you know, a completely different level. So, you know, I was able to reach people that I wouldn't normally be able to reach. So I definitely, you know, it was definitely really cool to, you know, gain some new fans and have, especially with Facebook and Twitter, people, you know, writing me on there and letting me know they saw me on the show and that they, you know, they were impressed and liked what I did. So, like, it really means a lot, and it's just motivation, you know what I mean, when you have people that support what you do and respect you. Like, it's just something that I respect, having fans like that, that people that go out of their way to write to me and talk to me and all that stuff. Like, it really does mean a lot to me.
Mhm. Mhm. And now, do you write your own music too, Michael?
I do. I put out a couple singles since, you know, one before The Voice, one after The Voice. But what I'm doing right now is I'm working on an EP, which will be like, you know, four or five songs. So I'm getting some things organized. I'm actually going to be going to Atlanta at the beginning of July to get in the studio in Atlanta and keep going on these songs to try to get this EP out as soon as I can. So yeah, I do write, though. I love to write. At first, like, you know, it wasn't really a part of me. Like, you know, I didn't grow up playing instruments, really, and being, like, a songwriter from an early age. So that's another thing that I kind of got a late start on. But I love to, you know, to write and produce. It's really become a lot of, you know, it's become who I am, too, as a, you know, as well as a singer.
Yeah. So what was it like, speaking of who you are, what was it like growing up in Wheaton? And now, since you've had all this exposure and people have seen you on national TV, on The Voice, your family and friends in Wheaton, have you gone back to Wheaton? Do your parents live there still? What's that been like for you?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm always, you know, I'm the same Wheaton kid that I was, you know, growing up. You know, like, I actually live in Wheaton right now, so I'm here and I'm in the area all the time. And although I work in Chicago mostly, like, you know, I'm still always out in the area. So Wheaton is definitely a great place. And I mean, all my close friends are still, you know, my high school friends, really. So, like, I keep in touch with pretty much everybody. Wheaton's definitely a big part of who I am, sure.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite spots in Wheaton? Where can we find you? Fans are trying to find Michael Lynch. Listen to me. Stalker alert. Any stalkers out there want to find Michael Lynch? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. What, you know, it's always interesting to find out when, where the celebrities, where they were born and raised, and take it back to, and or tell you where they used to hang out and those places that are still there. It's kind of neat for fans to go back to those, to experience those places that you, you know, are fond of. So when you're in Wheaton, where do you go to?
I mean, I do. Let's see. What are we talking? Are we talking like food hangouts? Are we talking? What depends on.
Yeah, it could be food. I'm all about the food. Food and free stuff. That's all. we do talk a lot about the food and the free stuff on this show. I go out to Wheaton quite a bit. There's a great farmers market on Saturday mornings there, and then there used to be a Cock Robins there.
I remember that. I used to go there a lot when growing up when I was little. We used to go there all the time in downtown with the Cock Robin in downtown Wheaton. I'm trying to think where am I hanging, like, I guess the majority of my hanging out is probably more in Chicago and in those areas, but,
Well, where are you, we know you're performing at Potter's in downtown Naperville very soon. That's going to be Thursday, June 19th and Sunday, June 29th at Potter's Place in downtown Naperville. They have that's a great venue there. I think you'll probably be performing outside because that's a very large area there. That's definitely going to need, they're going to need a large area to accommodate your performance over there, that's for sure. So you've got those two dates. What else is coming up for you?
So June, I know in June we got the two dates at Potter's that I'm going to be at, and I'm actually going to be at, I'll be at Jimmy's Grill in Naperville too. The day before that Potter show, so that'll be on, or no, excuse me, the day after that Potter show, so that'll be on that Friday after the show on the 19th.
Okay, so June 20th, Jimmy's Grill, that's in downtown Naperville as well. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be doing two back-to-back Napervilles on the 19th and the 20th, that'll be exciting, but the kind of that I have right now is going to be for the DuPage County Fair. I'm actually going to be performing at that on Thursday, the July 24th, and that'll be really fun because that's going to be a full band gig, and it'll be, you know, just, it'll be a different environment because it's going to be an outdoor festival type of thing. So that'll be a lot of fun.
We love the DuPage County Fair.
I love the DuPage County Fair too, and a funny story about that is I worked at the DuPage County Fair a few years back with the parking crew, so like I was parking cars while people would come into the DuPage County Fair, and now I'm going to be going back as the
wow.
artist. So it's a little different this time around. So it's funny to.
Well, whoever's going
to
be parking your car, whoever's parking your car is going to be getting a good tip.
Exactly.
I'm assuming.
I know what they went through, so I'll make sure to be nice to them.
Well, that is fantastic. The DuPage County Fair is a blast. Potter's is a great venue to play. You must know the owner there. You must be doing a huge favor for the owner. Three nights at Potter's and the DuPage County Fair. DuPage County Fair, that's the 24th. That's a Thursday night, right?
July 24th. Thursday night. It starts at 8 o'clock, and I believe we go till 10:30. So it'll be like an eight to close, I think is what they're calling it. So that'll be... It'll be a lot of fun. So I'm trying to get as many people out as I can, and just, you know, I'm trying to spread the word now just to kind of give a heads up to everybody. So I've been posting about it on my Facebook and Twitter and all that fun social media stuff. I'm trying to spread the word right now. So anybody who's listening, I'd love to see you out at the county fair on July 24th.
That would be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. I'll be at Potter's myself. Now, is this the music career, has it taken off so much where this is now your full-time job, or are you still juggling, you know, a lot of those great artists still that I'm aware of that I have even had on this show? We've had minor, major, and even medium-sized stars on this show. Some of them are still keeping their day job, but they're busy at night on the weekends. What's your life kind of like now, Michael?
Yeah, well, right now I'm full-time. Like, I'm a full-time musician. So, because what I do on the weekends, I've had the same job with, I sing with a cover band. We sing at weddings and private events and all that stuff. It's in Chicago. It's called the Ken Arlen Orchestra. So I'm one of the vocalists for that band. So that's actually my main thing right now. My main income and main, you know, keeping me busy the most is actually that. So I have those shows, you know, every weekend I have something with them. And then apart from that, that's what I'm doing to try to get more gigs and other things like that. I'm booking solo shows with my friend who plays, you know, guitar. So we're doing acoustic duo things. But luckily right now I'm able to be a full-time musician. So, but you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I could be back parking cars at the county fair sometime soon. So.
Well, I highly doubt that. Do you have a few? Fans are going to want to know. I got to ask these questions. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend. I am single right now. So I'm focusing on my music. Yeah, no girlfriend for me right now. But you don't know what'll happen either down the road. I might settle down a little bit.
Okay, all right. Well, Michael, we're looking forward to seeing you at Potter's and the DuPage County Fair. Stay in touch with us, and you know, you're a local guy, so we got to support the local guys on this show. And we will post wherever you're at. We're happy to do that. And if listening right now, all my listeners, he's on iTunes. Download his music, the song that he sang on The Voice. I think he's singing it better than Enrique. Oops. Hopefully he's not listening.
I appreciate that.
And you can like him
that.
On Facebook and follow him on Twitter, Michael Lynch. Thank you so much for being on the show. And guess what? I have one of his songs. We're going to play it right now. This is what he sang on The Voice, Balamos. You want to introduce it, Michael, before I play it? Thanks again for being on the show.
No, it's a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on here and let me talk to the Chicagoland area. So it's great to be a part of it, and hopefully I'll be back soon. So thank you. With the performance for The Voice, we have Michael Lynch. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. So this is by Lamo from my performance when this is a blind audition song that I sang. And this is a song that landed me on Christina Aguilera's team. So every time I hear it, it brings back great memories. So it's good to, you know, good to embrace what I've done so far. So it's cool. So thanks a lot, Dali, and I appreciate you having me.
You're so welcome. So proud of you. So happy for your success. Keep it going and stay in touch. Good luck to you. Everybody,
thank
here
you, Dali.
Is Michael Lynch.
Dance. I leave my life in your hands. We take the floor. Nothing is forbidden anymore. Don't let the world in outside. Don't let a moment go by. Nothing can stop us. You should know I won't believe in your side. We're going.